It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is part of a group of Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump before the end of his term. In a letter they sent to Pence late yesterday, the lawmakers say Trump egged on the insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol Wednesday, and they say Trump's reaction by continuing to push false claims about the election showed that he is unable to carry out the duties of the office. Pence and a majority of the cabinet would have to act together to remove the president. Yesterday's riot at the U.S. Capitol was just the fourth day on the job for Colorado's new senator, John Hickenlooper. He tried to find a silver lining as the Capitol was locked down.
You know, it's funny that we spent several hours sequestered. So I got to talk to a bunch of senators and, you know, began building relationships. So there are seven senators now that I know better now than I knew before.
Hickenlooper joined with all of Colorado Democrats and one of its Republicans in opposing challenges to three states' electoral college votes. The Colorado Springs Police Department has launched a new website for residents to access police data. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
At launch, the website has crime data and statistics on interactions involving the use of force. People can search raw data to see trends in more than 2,000 incidents dating back to 2017. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers said in a statement, the website is a tool to help improve transparency and relationships between the police department and the community. Over the next few months, the police department plans to release information on officer-involved shootings and staff demographics. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
It's cloudy and 27 degrees in Colorado Springs this morning, 28 in Denver, with highs in the 40s along the Front Range this afternoon and cooler temperatures coming for the end of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.